Here's who I rock with, Brian Baldinger. Baldy joins us now, and of course, you can check out his podcast, The Best Football Show. Brian Baldinger serves as the Odyssey NFL Insider. Baldy, I follow you on Twitter, Instagram, all of it, and man, it feels crazy to see you really like what the Commanders are building here.
Well, I do. I mean, I think there's a lot of creativity to the offense, which Washington hasn't, I don't know if they've ever seen that. I think that, you know, the way that either quarterback, I've never seen Marcus Mariota play that well, ever. I mean, going back to Oregon, I've never seen him play like that. So, I mean, that's a credit to A, being ready, B, the offense. He likes the offense. See him get the ball to McLaurin and Zach Ertz for the touchdown. I mean, those are throws I haven't seen him make in a long time. So, it's credit, man. Like, you can see this thing building. There's a, you know, to watch Dante Fowler, he's the best he's played. Mm-hmm. In 10 years, the best he's played. So, Dan Quinn's got him going. Joe Witt's got him going. There's a lot to be excited about right now.
Offensively, what I've noticed, they keep the defense off balance a lot.
Yep.
And, you know, Cliff Kingsbury, everyone thought about just the air raid. You know, do you see any of the influence of an Anthony Lynn because of the running game, how it is right now?
Absolutely, Brian. I mean, they had second drive that they went down and kicked the field goal on. They ran the ball 8 straight times from 8 different formations, unbalanced left, unbalanced right, pistol, power pistol, spread with 2 backs, different motions. I think some of that is Anthony, but, you know, honestly, even in the air raid, Brian, Cliff loved to run the ball. He loved to spread you out to run it, to find bigger lanes, quicker lanes. And so now he's got tight ends, and he's got 3 good tight ends. Zach's not much of a blocker, but that's all right. You know, they got 2 other guys in Bates and Sinnott they can block. So they give you a lot to look at, a lot of pre-snap motion, a lot of window dressing. But, you know, they want to run the ball now. And so they did against Carolina.
You watch a lot of the big guys on the inside, too. And I know,
that's what I,
you know, I love watching the game from the sideline and just watch those guys work.
Yeah.
How much did you see any difference in the D-line this week compared to what it's been prior?
Well, you know, I think they knew. I guess Chuba Hubbard has had a great season, Brian. But he was 3rd in the NFL in rushing. And the offense line, like, you can look at Carolina's record. They stink. You know, all the kind of stuff. They've been running the ball real well. And they did not run the ball well against Washington. Now, they fell behind, and they had to start throwing it a little bit. But they've been staying with the run a lot more than what they'd shown. And they've been better at it. That Robert Hunt, that right guard for him, he's about as good as there is in this league right now, run blocking.
Raging Cajun, but, you know, man.
Huh?
It's a Raging Cajun from my school.
Yes. Great point, bro. Great point, man. He sure is. Like, he came out. He is a Raging Cajun in there at right guard, though.
Yeah.
Like, he moves bodies, man. But I thought they played much better. But, you know, they threw the 2 interceptions early in that game. And, you know, they fell behind quickly. So they had to kind of get out of their game plan about what they wanted to do.
Talking with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. All our insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Baldy, you talked about the Panthers O-line. What do you think of this Commanders O-line? I think they're one of the best units maybe in the league.
They're playing well. I mean, Tyler Biadasz, who's a great pickup. I mean, he was a front line. You look at Dallas and the struggles they have. You know, he was a big part of their success. And because he's really smart, he's really, like, I saw him working out this year. He's gotten even stronger than he's been. But, you know, Allegretti's been really solid. They've been rotating the left tackles. They've played well. Wiley has been really good. You know, and Cosby's found his home. I think they're playing really well. And they're running the ball really good. And so I think it's a real strength to this team. And it's been a while since you could say that, I think, about Washington.
You're right about that.
I totally agree. And, you know, a guy like Bobby Johnson, who it kind of ended poorly in New York, at least, but that Giants team had so many injuries. He's coaching them up, man. And they just, that group, I spent a lot of time with them in the locker room. They just seem so cohesive. And there's, I mean, you would know this, Baldy, and B, you were certainly around it. Like, when the going's good for an O-line, those vibes are really hard to beat.
Oh, yeah.
Bobby Johnson, they're lucky that the Giants unloaded Bobby Johnson, honestly. Like, he was a fall guy. Andrew Thomas got hurt in the first game. Well, Andrew Thomas got hurt last week, and you watched Giants just fall apart last week. He was a fall guy. He lost his center in the first game of the season. He's a great coach. He was a great coach in Buffalo. Bobby Johnson could coach offensive line. He could coach my line any day. He's amongst the top five in his business. Like, you're not going to see guys miss assignments up there. They're going to know their assignments, and they're going to play well together. And if a guy has a weakness, whatever that might be, he's got a rookie left tackle playing, played really good against Myles Garrett a couple weeks ago. Like, he's playing good. Cornelius has been in this league for 10 years. He's still there. You can't get rid of that guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's just, you know, like, you want him on your team. Got a great attitude, doesn't say two words, goes out and works every day. Real proud of his career. I've known him since he was at Kansas State. But I like Bobby Johnson's doing a good job right now. And it's hurt. It helps that they've stayed healthy. And those guys are lining up every week right now.
I did a TV interview with Big Luke on Sunday.
Yeah.
And we had camera, microphone, whole nine yards. Yeah. And I love Cornelius. He's just such a funny, good person. And I said, Luke, you know, what was your reaction when you saw Jaden Daniels came out of the game? He goes, can I curse on here?
O-S.
it was just such a great line. Baldy, what did you think when you saw Jaden had to come out and kind of his status and the plan going forward?
Well, I haven't listened to, you know, what anybody has said so far, but I watched the game, and I thought he got hurt in the first play.
Yep.
It looked like
the long run.
They've said it now.
The long run, right?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like to me. And it looked like, you know, when he threw that first pass to McLaurin, it was a 3-yard pass. You could tell he was hurt. And then even the play before that, he ran, he just curled up. I think he could have scored a touchdown if he wanted to. Like, he looked hurt. And it was just a question of, you know, like, how bad is this injury? And so I don't know what the injury, rib cartilage, you know, bruised rib, I don't know. But we all, you know what that's like, Brian. Like, there's nothing you can do for it. Like, unfortunately, there is no amount of exercise or rehabilitation to fix it. Like, rest is the only thing, and it's not a fun rest. Everything hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Like, I know there's ways that you can kind of lessen the pain, things that you can take before the game. I don't know if you want to do that to Jaden, you know, to just get him out there on the field, because it might make it worse. So it's real tricky right now. I don't know how severe it is. I have no idea. But, obviously, like, he's the engine that makes this whole thing go. So, you know, I'm going to be there on Sunday doing that game for national radio. I mean,
cool.
We all want to see Jaden and Caleb out there. And so I just got my fingers crossed that he's going to be okay.
Yeah, when you look at Washington's offense, and we talk about, you know, Jaden and all, but I think the running game is the thing that makes it really goes. And Brian Robinson Jr., you know, when you see him running, what does he remind you of? Because, I mean, the dude is low to the ground, shoulders always square, and I see defensive players making business decisions.
He's a power back, Brian.
Yeah.
He's a power back, you know, and he wears teams down. Now, you know, I mean, Jeremy Nichols, you know, he's in there. Like, Austin Eckler's hurt. Brian Robinson gets hurt. Like, he's in. Like, Jeremy Nichols has been in this league for 9 years. He scored one touchdown in 9 years. He's been on 8 teams. He comes here to Washington, and, like, he looks like a really good back. He makes a cut last week for 8 yards. I didn't know he had that cut in him. But, you know, Brian is he's a hammer. Like, he's special. Special player. You know, he really presses the hole. He's got good feet. He's a big back. He really could do everything that you need a good back to do right now.
McNichols surprised me, too. Honestly, coming out of camp, Brian and I both thought this other guy, undrafted rookie Michael Wiley, was going to make the roster.
Mm-hmm.
McNichols makes it and has been good, and his pass pro has been really good.
That gets you a job right there.
It sure will. corners have been.
The good thing about that, honestly, is when you get a new staff, like, they don't care where anybody came from.
Right.
They want the best 53 guys out there. They don't care if he was first round pick, cut on his 18. They're going to keep the best. That's what I love about what Dan Quinn's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, give me the best players that are out there that for our team and our system, our culture, and we don't care what they've done, where they came from, how they got here. Give me the 53 best guys. I love that about this team.
Yeah, I'm with you there, and I think you're seeing it. I'm curious, though, kind of looking ahead, and it's still about 13 days out, I guess, but the conversation around the trade deadline, I guess it's 2 weeks from today, isn't going to go away. Washington's got something, but they're also very early in their process of building between Peters and Quinn and Jaden and everything else. Would you expect them to be active at the trade deadline? Do you think they should? Do you think they should try to build up that secondary? Is there anything you would want them to look at?
Well, I don't think they're going to give up a lot of assets at this point. You know, I think assets are important to a organization when you're building. And you just don't know, you know, like who's like, you know, you go out, you draft Brandon Coleman with the third round and he's starting tackle for you. Like those third round picks, Ben Sinnott is becoming a, you know, catches his first touchdown pass. Like he's the second round pick. Do you want to give up second or third round picks right now to maybe improve the secondary? I don't know anybody that is going to unload a good corner, you know, in this business right now, or a good safety. But you know, I think San Ristol's been really good. You know, Kwan's been fine. Forbes gets his first interception, whatever. I mean, yes, there's areas they could improve for sure. But I just can't see them. I'm giving up, you know, assets right now in order to do that.
I think when you're looking at the trade deadline, it's very similar to looking at Jaden and his injury right now. Yes, you're closer than what you want to be, but you don't want to push nothing that's going to hurt your future.
Yeah. It's like it's going in the right direction. It's good culture. You can feel it. You know, like Dan's got him going. The GM's been really good, brought in a lot of free agents, 1-year deals. A lot of those guys, you know, whether it's Luvu, you know, right now,
Ballard, or Fowler,
like they're playing really, really good football right now. So I would say, I don't know, Brian, it's all about the future to me. You got the quarterback for the next 10, 15 years. I mean, maybe he's going to be what Lamar's doing right now down the road as he continues on this path. So, like, I'm thinking about the future too. Win now is great. It's a winnable division right now for sure. But I don't think it's the most important thing right now. I think it's about sustaining that ability to win the division every single year.
I think you're right, and I think Adam Peters certainly won't tell us that, but if he did, I bet it'd be pretty similar. Baldy, this one might sound like a bit of a trick question, and I don't mean it as such. We are talking with Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast, brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Baldy, who's the best team in the NFL?
Well, I mean, the Lions are playing great football, really great football right now. And so Baltimore is the best team in football right now. Their secondary has a little bit to be desired, but they could score literally 40 against anybody. I mean, nobody's better than Lamar Jackson. And he's way better than at any point he's ever won an MVP. Like that guy, he might miss a throw. He had five misses last night. He had five touchdown passes. Two of them were drops. That guy might miss a throw. He doesn't miss a read. You can't fool Lamar right now. Like he's just that good. You saw him 2 weeks ago. Like he's in a different category than every other quarterback right now. Like it's going to be hard. That's going to be a hard team to beat. I would say Baltimore and Detroit are the two best teams I've seen right now.
And what's crazy is KC's the one that's undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw Kansas City. And look, their defense keeps them in every one of these games. You know, Patrick Mahomes has thrown six touchdowns, eight interceptions. It doesn't matter. Like, the ball's in his hands at the end of the game. He's going to find a way to win the game like he did last week in San Francisco. But, you know, the offense right now is not really anything to write home about. And I don't know, that unless they find somebody at the trade deadline, which I'm sure they will, that's who they are, that offense is just okay. But I think, you know, Detroit's got real fire, you know, real pop. I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra, you know, Laporta.
Well, he's out two games.
They got young guys that can run, really run, you know. And so they can, you know, like Baltimore, they can score in one play from anywhere. Kansas City can't. Maybe Xavier Worthy can do that for you, maybe. But and little guys have a hard time catching a lot of passes in this league.
For sure. Hey, Baldy, we appreciate you making
appreciate
time for
Bob.
Us, dude. Thank you. We'll see you this
Anytime.
Weekend.
I'll see you this weekend, Brian.
Got you, brother.
See
Take
you
care, man.
Field, buddy.
All right.
Yep, you got it, man. See you, bud.
That was Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious.